it's a bonus. Bloody knuckles and scars. No one remembers your name just for working hard. Casino boat up around Boone. Think I'll buy me a bottle and a motel room and put all I have left on a little black square. Risk it all like the big boys, like I don't even care. Drive you into the ground till your engine's cold. Calling the auctioneers as the bank's foreclosed. I learned a little something about how things are. No one gets a bonus for bloody knuckles and scars. Remembers your name just for working hard.
About a maid, I'll sing a song, sing rickety tickety tin. About a maid, I'll sing a song, who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in, she did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety tickety tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety tickety tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin, her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety tickety tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, olin. Playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety tickety tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin, occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, rickety tickety tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew and invited the neighbors in, boys in, invited the neighbors in. And when at last the police came by, rickety tickety tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety tickety tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin. You should never have let me begin.
Tom Lehrer with apologies to Jay Thurber if he planned on opening with that song today on our Pittsburgh affiliate, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Clocks spring ahead 1 hour tonight. Take care as we head into daylight saving time. In just a moment, you're going to hear our special celebration of the music of Terry Griffith right after we open with Psycon.
Who has seen the new moon rise in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has sauntered arm in arm along the Liffey stream? Who has stopped to raise a glass in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has danced in Ireland of my dreams? Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played, the dancers on, oh, the dancers' flying feet, knees that pumped the air. Oh, the air that smelled so sweet of moon, bone hay, of rising moon. Oh, the days that I was young and there. Who has heard the Irish pipes in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who has closed their eyes and kissed along the Liffey's banks? Who has pounded on the door in Dublin City, Dublin City? Who remembers Ireland and gives thanks? Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played, the dancers on. Oh, the dancers' flying feet, knees that pumped the air. Oh, the air that smelled so sweet of new mown hay, of rising moon. Oh, the days that I was young and there. Living far from home, from Dublin City, Dublin City. Who will never walk again along the riverside? Who will heal our hearts that break? For Dublin City, Dublin City. I remembered Ireland and I cried. Oh, the fiddle and the horsehair bow my father played, the dancers on. Oh, the dancers' flying feet, knees that pumped the air. Oh, the air that smelled so sweet of moon, moan hay, of rising moon. Oh, the days that I was young and there.
Icon at the Saturday Light Brigade and a tune called Ireland in My Dreams.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
¶¶
And memory of beloved Pittsburgh Irish troubadour Terry Griffith. And in honor of today's St. Patrick's Day parade, which is winding up, today we're going to feature selections from Terry's multiple past appearances on the Saturday Light Brigade. Terry passed away November 11th, 2022, at the age of 75, and he spent nearly all of his decades here on Earth as a solo performer, 60-plus years on the stage and playing. And primarily known over the past many years for his love of Irish music and thousands of solo appearances at pubs, concert halls, Renaissance fairs, and the other venues throughout Pittsburgh and beyond. Terry was also deeply involved in the Pittsburgh St. Patrick's Day parade. He served as its Grand Marshal and announcer, and it's our pleasure to feature some of his work this morning. The first artifact, if you will, that you're going to hear goes back quite a ways. In fact, it was not in our public archive. We had to look for this. It's the first time Terry appeared on SLB, at least in the modern era. And it dates to June 21st, 2008. You'll hear me start to speak with him, and then he'll play. Here's Terry Griffith from June 21st, 2008. Music's incredible, the way it can penetrate your spirit and soul. It can bring people together. And there's such a great tradition in Ireland of just so much wonderful music. How long have you been playing?
Playing Irish music?
Yeah.
Playing.
Well, both.
I started off my music education when I was seven playing the marimba, simply because I didn't want to play what everybody else was playing, and I thought piano was too common. So I ended up with a guitar. And when I was about 13, 14, I've been through so many genres of music. Of course, the rock and roll was my first introduction to playing and singing. And then somewhere along the line, I got into folk music. And I was introduced to Irish music, which is my ancestry and my whole background on both sides, and everybody's familiar with the Irish music in my family. But I didn't really understand much of what it was about, especially the political Irish songs. And then I needed to make a living at playing music, and there wasn't a big call for Irish music back in those days. So I got into what they called easy listening rock, and played a lot of nightclubs and bars in the area. Then in 1976, Tom O'Donohue, the late owner of the Blarney Stone,
brought
the Wolftones to town for the first time. And I had gotten a part-time day job at Immigration Service, of all places. And as they were applying for a working visa, they had to prove that they were known artists in their own country. And to do that, they submitted about six or seven LPs. They submitted those as proof that they were known in their own country. And after the immigration inspector looked at those, she said, "Now, what am I going to do with them? I can't fold them up and put them in a filing cabinet." So I said, "Well, I'll take those off your hands." And I took them home and started listening to them and fell in love with the Irish music that they were doing. And I thought, I can do this stuff. This strikes a chord deep inside somewhere that I need to look into. And I've been doing Irish music almost exclusively ever since. That kind of music seems to appeal to a little older crowd. And oddly enough, it's the crowd now that goes out and spends the money. So I have an audience there. Some places they don't know I do Irish music. Some places they don't know I do anything but Irish music. And many places I just mix it up and do a little bit of both, whoever, whatever the audience requires, I can do.
It's another example of how music can sort of fit in where it needs to and to be part of our community. Exactly. This is Terry Griffith, who you're hearing, and I'm going to throw it over to you for a couple of songs. We'll chat some more, too. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. What would you like to open up with?
This is a song by a group from around the Galway area of Ireland called the Saw Doctors. And oddly enough, I listen to those when I'm woodworking in the basement. But I don't know where they got the name, but they call themselves the Saw Doctors. And this is a song about an area of Ireland called County Mayo. And just like when you ride through Pittsburgh during football season, you'll see black and gold everywhere. The colors of the football team in County Mayo are red and green. So that's what this is called, the red and green of Ireland. Oh, the green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, its tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. There's a feeling that came over me, stay forevermore, forevermore, forevermore. From its rolling coastal waters, I can see Kilpatrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer, the pilgrims climb the reek, where St. Patrick in his solitude looks down across Clew Bay. And the ringing of his bells call the faithful there to pray, there to pray, there to pray. Take me to Clare Island, the home of Grania Whale. Its water harbors fishes from the herring to the whale. Now I must depart it, and reality's plain. May the time not pass so slowly till I set sail again, set sail again, set sail again. See it still from its salt frosty waters, its tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. There's a feeling that came over me, stay forevermore, forevermore, stay forevermore.
Terry Griffith, well done.
Thank you.
You sound great, and I hope you can hear okay. Everything sounds good.
Everything's fine.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to be sure we get as much music in as we can. What's next?
This is a song written by Frank Patterson, which is he's a legend in Irish music, and just passed away a few years ago. But like many Irish songs, it's a song about longing to be in Ireland and to be back home. And so many people had to leave Ireland just for economic reasons and political reasons and just to stay alive. You'll find an awful lot of songs have the same sentiment, but this is one of my favorites. It's called Almost See Ireland From Here.
These hills are not my hills, but they always remind me of places and faces I left long ago. My hills are much bluer, as blue as my tears. I can almost see Ireland from here. Kentucky's a bluebird with wings on my mind. Her rivers and valleys look so much like home. And although she sings sweetly, it's sad to my ear. I can almost see Ireland from here. It's hard to find sunshine as bright as my daydreams. It's beautiful here, but there's no place like home. On hushed wings of dreaming and the soft mists of springtime, I can almost see Ireland from here. The cry of the eagle brings a song to my heart, but it dies on my tongue. And on mornings like this, when the memories are clear, I can almost see Ireland from here. And on mornings like this, when the memories are clear, I can almost see Ireland from here.
What a pretty song. That's Terry Griffith at the Saturday Light Brigade, and that one really combines a nice traditional sound with also a very modern and yearning. It's nice. It's so many older Irish songs, I think, deal with yearning, and that's a nice song that does the same type of thing. Good choice.
It conveys something that many Irish Americans relate to. And it's a little different than some of the songs that were written in the 30s and the 40s and earlier in the Tin Pan Alley era, where they were trying to appeal to the Irish immigrants and the Irish Americans of Irish descent. But they did it in a very false way. And that's why you don't hear a lot of songs like Irish Eyes or Smiling and Danny Boy, and you don't hear those in the Irish pubs very much, except around St. Patrick's Day when the amateurs come out.
Do you know this? You probably do. The song "You're Not Irish."
Oh yes,
by Robbie O'Connell.
Yes,
and I've always loved that song because it's got to be true. You know, people see you and they say, "Sing Danny Boy," "Sing Tora Laura Laura," "Sing Whiskey in the Jar."
And it's because there are only maybe five or six Irish songs that most people know. The people that don't go out to hear Irish music on a regular basis and don't really collect the albums and the music. And if I did those same five or six songs all evening, I wouldn't be working.
And now, the Unicorn Song.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, no.
Well, what's next?
Well, speaking of songs that appeal to Irish Americans, one time somebody said, somebody born in Ireland told me, you know, why are you over here singing Irish music? It doesn't make sense to me. And I said, well, you know, it makes more sense than when you go into most of the pubs in Ireland today, you'll hear American country western music. And the reason I'm playing it is simply because of my ancestors, and it the music appeals to me. The troubles in Ireland, I wanted to get involved somehow to help people in Ireland that were oppressed and suffering. And that's why I'm doing Irish music over here. So this is a song I wrote that kind of conveys that. This is, it's called From My Grandfather's. And it's the title song of my first CD. You ask me why I sing rebel songs, though born in another land. You say it's strange for a freeborn man to try and understand. Many years ago, my grandfather's left to make a better life. That doesn't mean I can turn my back on Ireland and her strife. The songs they sang are still alive, in my heart they set aflame. I wasn't there when they suffered so, but I know it all the same. I've walked the hills and valleys where in their youth they roam. I've met the people of today that call that land their home. I sing for my grandfathers who suffered just like yours, long before you joined me here upon these foreign shores. I'm singing for our brothers now, whose time it is at hand. I sing for all who have come to be because of Ireland. I've stood in fields and felt soft rain where the Battle of the Boyne was fought. I remembered years of history the tragedy has wrought. I thought of men who bravely died, never hearing freedom's bells. I thought of lives that have gone to waste in lonely H-block cells. I sing for my grandfathers who suffered just like yours, long before you joined me here upon these foreign shores. I'm singing for our brothers now, whose time it is at hand. I sing for all who have come to be because of Ireland. And now that I am safely home, I live with memories of good friends who taught songs to me while staying overseas. It's easy to forget, my friend,
There's truth in all those songs. So remember what I'm singing for, and I hope you sing along. I sing for my grandfathers who suffered just like yours, long before you joined me here upon these foreign shores. I'm singing for our brothers now, whose time it is at hand. I sing for all who have come to be because of Ireland.
You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. You're very involved in the St. Patrick's Day parade, too, right?
Yeah, I have been for 12, 13 years now. I had the honor of being named the Grand Marshal of the parade in 1999. And we like to think, and I'm pretty sure it's correct, that we have the second largest St. Patrick's Day parade probably in the world, because there are none bigger outside the country, even in Ireland. And there are several ways to gauge the size of a parade. You look at the length of the parade route, or the number of participants, or the number of spectators. And no matter which of those statistics you look at, we beat almost everybody in at least one of those categories, except for New York City. They have the longest route and the most spectators and the most people participating. But it's a great parade. It's a family-oriented parade. We'd had some troubles in the past because there's a party that goes on in Market Square that used to start at 7 in the morning. And by the time people got down to the parade route at 10 o'clock, they were well-oiled, as they say. And it's not quite the family type of situation that we would have liked to have had. So at least this year we've gotten that moved back. They don't start that party until 10 o'clock when we step off for the parade. So everybody can have a good time. It's entertainment for everybody. Just about everything you can imagine is in the parade.
It's incredibly well organized, too. We've always had calls the morning of the parade from groups getting ready to march because we're on the air here. And last year, we left around the time the parade is over, and I could not believe how well the city was sort of, you know, cleaning itself up and getting ready for regular business again. There were people and street sweepers and workers all over getting everything taken care of. It was really something to watch.
We owe a lot of that to the city government, who always cooperates with us and makes sure it's they're proud of the fact that we have the second largest parade in the country, and they make sure they do whatever is necessary to make it come off okay. And people clear out. I'm usually on the reviewing stand. Last year I announced the parade from the reviewing stand, and when the last unit goes by, it's like firing a shot and everybody takes off. And the streets are empty within 15, 20 minutes of the last unit going by. And we always were amazed at that until somebody pointed out it's people going to all the parties. They want to get out of there and get to the parties. So it's an amazing affair. It really is. My wife, Jan, is the parade organizer, and she puts all of it together after everybody makes their applications. And there's about 50-some people on the committee, and the committee chairman, Jimmy Green, does a great job. It's really an effort that starts in sometime in September, and we have monthly meetings and sometimes weekly meetings right before the parade, and it's really something to see it all come off.
You're listening to the voice of Terry Griffith, who has a 12-string out now. We probably have time for about three more songs, I'm guessing, looking at the clock, maybe four, depending on their length. But it's nice to see the 12-string out. What's next?
This particular guitar I'm very proud of. I bought this guitar brand new in 1967, and it's been around the world with me, and they say they appreciate with age, and the sound gets mellower, and I love the sound of a 12-string, and especially one this old that's had this much experience. It's really a character.
Is that a Guild? The headstocks?
It's a Martin.
Oh, it is? Okay, the headstocks.
Martin D35. But a little dim. But you don't see many slotted head Martins. They're usually a flathead Martin. But I love the sound of it, and I love playing it. It's like a part of me. Although it does require constant tuning.
Yeah, twice the tuning, at least.
This is a song that it's oddly enough not an Irish song, but it's done by most of the Irish musicians in Ireland that do live music in the pubs, ballad singers. It's a song about an establishment in Amsterdam.
They come from the farms and the factories too. They all seem to know who they are. The cares of the day are soon washed away as they sit on a stool by the bar. The girl with green eyes in the Rolling Stone shirt doesn't look like she works on the land. And the man at the end is a very good friend of a man who sells cars secondhand down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbor. There by the port, just outside Amsterdam, everyone shares in the songs and the laughter. Everyone there was so happy to be there. The salesmen relax with a few pints of beer and try not to think about trade. The poet won't write any verses tonight, but he may sing a sweet serenade. The gray-haired old man at the piano will play any song that you're wanting to hear. And Anthea, she doesn't know how to sing, but the crowd gives her a cheer down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbor. There by the port, just outside Amsterdam, everyone shared in the songs and the laughter. Everyone there was so happy to be there. Outside, the real world races along. It's all dark and a little bit sad. It's good to know there's a place you can go where a good time still can be had. So pull up a chair and forget about life. It's a good thing to do now and then. And if you like it here, I have an idea. Tomorrow, let's all meet again down at the Red Rose Cafe in the harbor. There by the port, just outside Amsterdam, everyone shared in the songs and the laughter. Everyone there was so happy to be there.
Well, you can just picture everybody singing along with that song. And I was trying to do that as you are listening right now. Maybe you're driving along right now and sort of moving your head back and forth and listening. It's got to be fun to be
sway on the road.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
Good in traffic. No,
it's got to be fun be playing in a pub or a restaurant and have everybody singing with you. That's got to be a great feeling.
In fact, when I recorded that, somebody said you can't record that song without a whole bunch of intoxicated people singing along with you. So I went to one of my favorite pubs and picked up a lot of my friends and took them all to the studio, and they all sang along with the choruses, and you can hear them on there. There's a lot of great people that set in on my first album for my grandfather's. Cahill Dunn did the keyboards. Bruce Foley, I'm sure you know from Guaranteed Irish, he played some nice whistle and the Ilian pipes on for my grandfather's. Harry Shapiro was the producer and played bass on most of it. That's where the Klemzer sound of Red Rogue's Cafe comes from.
That's interesting. Yeah, Henry does a great job.
It was just a real experience putting that CD together. It was my first. And it was because of the song from my grandfather. Somebody heard that and said, "Boy, you ought to put that on a CD, and I'll help you pay for that." So Mary Alice Moynihan, came through and helped me that way, and that's how the whole thing came together. The other album, Songs from the Pub, is just me and a guitar. There's no other musicians on it. It was just what people really had asked me for. They said, well, that CD was great, but it's not what you do in the pubs, and that's what we want to hear. So I did the second one, and it's just all pub songs, a lot of them drinking songs and good old Irish music.
Oh, that's for the people who want to take you home with them after they hear you, and they want to be sure that you can keep entertaining them in the same way.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And thank you for being here today.
Why, sure. It was
long overdue. I'd love to have you back.
We have time for one more?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is a non-Irish song, but I like to do this at the Renfest when there are wizards in the audience. And from time to time, we do get wizards. So. You consider me young apprentice, got the ring round your finger. Caught between the sill and the carib, I have only come here seeking knowledge. Things they would not teach me of in college. I will listen hard to your tuition. You will see it come to your fruition. And I'll be wrapped around your finger. And I'll be wrapped around your finger. Oh. Mephistopheles is not your name. I know what you're up to just the same. I can see the destiny you've sold turned into a shining band of gold. And I'll be wrapped around your finger. And I'll be wrapped around your finger. Oh. Devil and the deep blue sea behind me vanished in the air you'll never.
never find me. I will turn your face to alabaster. Then you'll find your servant is your master. On you be wrapped around my finger. You'll be wrapped around my finger. Yeah, you'll be wrapped around my finger. Oh.
There is Terry Griffith. Hello to folks listening out at the gaming shop in Squirrel Hill, and also Patrick and company, and you too, if you're listening now, especially if you're enjoying hearing selections from Terry. There he was just now on our June 21st, 2008 program. We can't fit everything in this hour, but if you go to neighborhoodvoices.org, you will find complete segments of Terry live on SLB in 2008, 2009, and 2012. And we're about to feature some of the segment from 2012 now. It's St. Patrick's Day Parade weekend, which is why we wanted to feature these segments in honor of Terry Griffith and his memory. He passed away November 11th, 2022, at the age of 75. A quick reminder to set your clocks ahead 1 hour tonight as we spring into daylight saving time.
It's a wailing song. And I'll give you some history about the song when I'm done. The Diamond is a ship, my lads, for the Davis Straits we're bound. The Kate is all garnished with bonny lasses round. Captain Thompson gave the order to sail the ocean wide. For the sun that never sets, my lads, nor darkness dims the sky. For it's cheer up, my lads, let your heart never fail. For the bonny ship, the Diamond, a searching for the way. Along the quay at Peterhead, the lassies stand around, their shawls pulled about them, and the salt tears running down. Oh, don't you weep, me bonny wee lass, though you be left behind, for the rose will grow on Greenland's ice before we change our minds. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your heart never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-searching for the way. Here's a health to the Resolution, likewise the Eliza Swan. Three cheers for the Battler of Montrose, for the Diamond ship of fame. We wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we get to Peterhead, we'll have sweethearts anew. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your heart never fail, for the bonny ship, the Diamond, goes a-searching for the way. My heart has been torn from me, and I am my soul has been rent from me, and I am crying. All the beauty around me fades, and I am screaming. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying. Dying. It will be bright by day and night when the green lad lads came home. Our ship filled up with oil, me lads, and money to our name. We'll make the cradles for to rock and the blankets for to tear, and every lass in Peterhead sing hushabye, my dear. And it's cheer up, me lads, let your heart never fail. With the bonny ship, the Diamond Coast, a searching for the whale.
Terry Griffith at the Saturday Light Brigade. About that song, tell me a little bit about.
Well, it's an old song. There appears to be some doubt as to the author. There's a couple of guys that it could be.
And I don't want to stump you either. I just know that your music and you really like the history of the songs.
I do.
That you play, and I don't want to ask you things you weren't.
It seems when you know the history of a song, it brings much more to the performance of
mm-hmm.
it. That's actually a Scottish song, and there are some sad events that lie behind it, because at one time the world ran on whaling oil, and there was quite an industry across the world in oil that was obtained from whales. They didn't get it from the ground in those days. They got oil for lamps and to make squeaky things run right from whale blubber, and one of the byproducts that they got. And even back in the early 1800s, they were concerned about fishing out the population of the great whales.
Wow.
And they were finding it hard to find schools of great whales since the world was so dependent upon them. And then they found a new source of whales herding up around Greenland in the Davis Straits. So 50 ships were put together by Britain and Scotland, and many people in Scotland earned their livelihood from fishing the whales. So when they couldn't find them, they were in a bad way, which we know here in Pittsburgh what happens when your industry is taken away and you have to find a new one. So when they found this new source of whales in Greenland, they put 50 ships together and sent them all to the Davis Straits to find them. And they got there a month ahead of time because of the great winds that were behind them. And because the great winds were behind them, they also brought fields of ice floes into the area. And 20 out of the 50 ships went down.
Wow.
And many whalers lost their lives. And that was in 1830. The 50 British ships reached the grounds in early June, and they went down.
That is sort of like a coal mining song. If you think about, you know, we're used to hearing a lot of songs about tragedies in coal mines. And hear another kind of song with a tragedy about the search for energy.
Yes.
It's kind of an interesting parallel.
Many, many songs throughout history came from the industries of the area. And many of the songs are about losing those industries and recovering with another industry. And Pittsburgh seems to fit right into that tradition.
Terry Griffith is the voice that you're hearing at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. And I want to be sure we get lots of music in. What would you like to do next?
Well, since I have the new CD, it might be a good idea to do something from that. The Bonnie Ship, the Diamond that I just did is from that CD. And here's another interesting song. This is actually an old poem by Arthur O'Shaughnessy. He's an early 1800s composer and balladeer. And he wrote this poem, and it's always been one of my favorite poems. And in fact, the first stanza has been on my website for probably 15 years. and I've always loved the meaning behind it. It's called The Wandering Minstrels. And it refers to, in medieval times, you didn't turn on the TV and hear the news. You heard the news from wandering musicians that went around the country singing songs about the news of the day. And they found they could influence the news of the day to their way of thinking with the songs that they sang. And that's really what the song is about. It's called The Wandering Minstrels. And I put the music to it. It was just a poem when I found it. We are the music makers. We are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers, sitting by desolate streams. World losers, world forsakers, on whom the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems. With wonderful, deathless ditties, we build up the world's great cities. Out of a fabulous story, we fashioned an empire's glory. One man with a dream at pleasure, so go forth and conquer a crown. And three with a new song's measure can trample an empire down. And we in the ages lying in the buried path to the earth, built Nineveh with our sighing, and Babel itself with our mirth. In or through them with prophesying, to the old of the new world's worth. For each age is a dream that's dying, or one that's coming to birth.
Terry Griffith at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a real gift to take that poem and set it to music. I'm sure that has to kind of make you feel pretty good, given how meaningful that poem's been to you throughout the years.
It does. And I just really put it to music this last, for this CD. This spring, I've always known the poem, it seems like, always. But I actually just put it to music this spring for the CD. And sometimes you have to wait until the inspiration hits you. And all these years, it hadn't hit me until this spring. And I came up with that melody. It's been put to music before, but it's always been as a symphony with the ode read in the background. It's never been put to a melody before. And the tradition of minstrels actually goes back to the medieval times when there was an actual minstrel guild. And in order to be allowed to entertain, you had to join the minstrels guild. And it ran through the Middle Ages and disappeared around the mid-1700s and gave way to the troubadours, which my actual title at the Renaissance festivals is the Irish troubadour. And we do ballads usually of love, and I got my title because I did Renaissance festivals and Irish music there, so I'm the Irish troubadour.
It'd be nice to bring back singing the news in news and public affairs. There's got to be some better way of presentation than a lot of what we hear. What would you like to play next?
I've been doing a lot of Scottish songs lately. This one is a song by my good friend Andy M. Stewart, who is in town occasionally from time to time. He was just here a couple of weeks ago, and it's not a surprise anymore to walk into a pub and see Andy sitting.
Yeah, he hangs out in Pittsburgh a lot.
Yes, he does. He likes Pittsburgh. He likes the people, and we did a concert to support. And there's a lot of this that goes on in Pittsburgh. Not many people are aware of it. But a couple of years ago, we found out that he was in a bad way, had back surgery, and hadn't played in a year and a half. So many of us who do his music on a regular basis got together at the Harp and Fiddle in the Strip and did a tribute night and sold. We put together a CD of all of his songs that we did. There's about six or seven acts, and we each did three songs. And we had them ready to sell that night. And somebody in town who's a big Andy Stewart fan sent him a ticket, and he was here for that show. And we inspired him and sent him back home with a few bucks and a lot of inspiration. So that's one reason why he comes back. But this is called Golden Golden.
Slowly, slowly walk the path, and you might never stumble or fall. Slowly, slowly walk the path, and you might never fall in love at all. Golden, golden is her hair, like the morning sun over fields of corn. Golden, golden flows her love, so sweet and clear and warm. Lonely, lonely is the heart that can ne'er another call its own. Lonely, lonely lies the part born. Lonely, lonely is the heart that can ne'er another call its own. Lonely, lonely lies the part that has to live all alone. Golden, golden is her hair, like the morning sun over fields of corn. Golden, golden flows her love, and clear.
And I'm so happy we could feature Terry Griffith this morning. And you'll be able to hear the complete segment of Terry Griffith much, much more at neighborhoodvoices.org. Happy St. Patrick's Day Parade weekend. We will meet you here next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I heard what he did, by the way. He played Tom Lehrer in the 11 o'clock hour, I guess at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, and said, oh, well, I guess Jay Thurber can't start his show with this now. You stick to the banjo music and the kids, Larry, and I'll do the jokes. You're tuned to, will I? 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. And this is Dennis Day.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although a few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, oh, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns, they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the Alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles of food and the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band.
When President Kennedy to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Well, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the Alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee, fiddles and flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band. Sweden, I have come to play with McNamara's band and beat a big bass drum. And when they march along the street, the ladies take them grand. They shout, there's Uncle Eulie's playing with an Irish band.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away.
McCarty pumps the Alvasoon while I the pipes do play.
And Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles are floating, their music is something grand.
A credit to all is McNamara's band.
Ah, Pathan Magara. Dennis Day on Radio 9, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Papa Dada, da, 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 da. Well, good afternoon, parade fans. It is I, your deacon, two-wop, your song to swing, your cum-founding graduate, Chet Hits the group for college, DJ Thurber. 12:03, much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open until 3 o'clock at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Cloudy skies, a little drizzly out there at times. Looking for a high of 39, 33 right now. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
More music. Wonderful weekend.
A song which has seven verses, and we're only allowed to sing five of them. As I was home on a Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife, and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside the door where my owl horse should be? Yet you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see.